right. I think we're live.
We're live.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Hey, well, I have a question for you to start with today.
Sure.
And that is, you watch a lot of YouTube videos.
I wouldn't say I watch a lot of YouTube videos.
More than I do. I read more. You watch more video. What makes somebody's content interesting to you?
Well, I have my own little personal preferences, but personally, I like someone who can overall share helpful information, but doing it in entertaining way, usually with stories. I find stories to be very important to it for me to like it.
That makes sense. You know, the reason I ask is there's always two big questions that I get from people. The first one is, how do I create content that's interesting?
Mm-hmm, yeah,
right. And the second one is always, how do I choose topic ideas?
Right. Okay, yeah. Great. So, I mean, that's true. I mean, yeah. People get stuck because no one really teaches us how, and becomes a problem for us, because sometimes we're just afraid to be ourselves, honestly. I mean, I think that's what's going on a lot of times, and kind of like to put ourselves out there and take that risk.
Yeah. You know, and I think a lot of people, including me, struggle with that fear of what are people going to think? So how do you get over that worry? Like, you want to be interesting, you want to share stories, you want to show up that way, but it's scary to put yourself out there like that.
Are you asking me how I get over it, how I deal with it, or how I would advise other people to deal with it?
Either one or both.
One thing about me is, like, when people do the survey, I heard the survey a lot of times, are you more afraid of death or are you more afraid of, like, public speaking?
Yes.
I've never been all that great at public speaking. I think I'm moderately okay at it. I know how to do it, and I do know how to tell a story and be a wise guy and all that stuff, but, like, I just don't give a shit what people think of me. I don't care what they think. For the most part, I don't want them to see me as, like, a bad guy or something like that. And I mean, I'm not perfect, but I don't consider myself, like, a bad guy. But, like, mostly, I don't care. But what I've realized over the years is other people don't share that personality trait.
That's a certain personality type, yeah.
Yeah, that's just my personality type. Like, honestly, I like a little bit of attention. And I think it has to do with being tall, because I'm 6'5". So I always get attention. It doesn't matter where I go. If I stand up in a room, I automatically have everyone.
So it's not as weird for you when you're the center of the tension, because you're used to that.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. And it's a really weird thing, because, like, certain people are afraid of you, and other people want to challenge you because you're the biggest person in the room. It's some sort of, like, primate thing that I don't really understand. I wait to stand up sometimes in a room until the timing's right, because it can throw some people off. No, this is serious.
No, that makes sense.
So I think the real question should be basically knowing that you're okay with yourself, and it doesn't matter if everybody thinks you're awesome and interesting, so long as the right people think you're awesome and interesting, right?
That makes sense. That absolutely makes sense. I don't think I've ever had that effect on people where when I stood up, they were scared.
No, they just went, wow, she's not, because your face really makes you look tall. When you stood up the first time. Yeah. You don't look
I never feel tall, so yeah. I don't know. That's interesting. Anyway.
So here we are back for another episode after all that banter. Okay, and what we want to talk to you about is...
Well, I have a great idea.
Yeah, good.
How about shoes?
What, we're going to talk about shoes?
We're going to talk about
shoes. This is terrifying to me.
Why is this terrifying?
Look how tiny your shoes are. Look, this is my hand compared to Michelle's...
You're making fun of my shoes right now.
Shoes. This is my hand compared to your shoes. It's so funny.
Well, I did clean them off before I set them on the very white table.
Okay, go ahead. No. What are we going to do?
I have no idea. I have an idea.
Okay, what is it?
I think we should talk about shoes.
Okay.
And so...
Okay, that's not what's in the notes for today's episode. I don't really understand what's going on.
I've gone rogue.
You've gone rogue?
Gone rogue. I'm from Alaska, so I think politics have shown us that Alaskans are in danger of going rogue, right?
Yeah, that's 100%. Right. So, but no political jokes. So let's not do political jokes. Okay. What have I gotten myself into today? That's the real question here.
It's thumbnail time. So
it's thumbnail time. Okay, I hold these. Those. Okay. Okay.
And I'm going to hold these.
Okay, what are we going to do?
And we're going to demonstrate the shoes in the thumbnail, because why would there be shoes?
I don't know.
Right, okay.
I'm going perfect. Along with what you
Thank
said.
You.
I'm going to put these tiny shoes down. Maybe, hopefully, Barbie doesn't come along and steal them.
Hey! Okay, I have small feet. That's true. I can't.
You got the parts that need to be big, and I like that. The rest, the tiny feet's perfect.
You mean my brain, I hope.
Your brain's very large. You have a very large...
thank you for holding my shoes, for smiling and looking at the camera.
Okay. Be serious. Okay. I know our topic today is not shoes.
Well, it is shoes. Okay. It is shoes.
You have to explain that to me. Why did my notes say content ideas? And I've got a couple ideas for people. Why did it say content ideas?
A test to see if you actually read the notes for the episode. No. Okay. So it's not actually shoes. It's how to never run out of ideas for what kind of content to share.
So the shoes are for running?
Social media? No.
Okay.
Well, right. I mean, those are my running shoes. Never running out of content ideas to share on social media, Facebook, lives, video, blog, anywhere that you need content. We're going to talk about that.
Okay. Now that actually makes sense. All right. I think everybody can get it. And you content and your ideas. Spaghetti brain somehow or another made sense out of that. That's fine.
All right. So let's get straight to it. We have three solutions for you today on how to come up with ideas for content. The first one is listen. What conversations are you having? What are clients asking, right? What are prospects asking?
Mm-hmm. Clients asking, prospects asking. Yeah. So that's number one. Listen.
Listen to the conversations you're having. But, okay. Because you'll never run out of content ideas when you're just listening for the questions people are already asking you.
Right. And that's going to give you all sorts of ideas in terms of what to share. That's actually what we do. We go look up what people are actually asking for and the questions they're asking in comments and stuff like that.
Well, and the cool thing about that is when you use that approach, you've probably already created the content when you answered the original question. Mm-hmm. So whether it was a coaching call with a client or something that you wrote up in an email response, all you have to do is kind of swipe from yourself and publish it.
Is that stealing when you do that? I mean, like,
not from yourself. You're allowed to do that.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So that's a smart shortcut. Smart shortcut. Listen. Yes. Listen is the shortcut here. Okay, so solution number two, okay, watch. Number one is listen. Number two is watch. Watch what's happening around you in your own life and how you can relate it to business. We're doing that right now.
Yes.
Right? Because we have to teach a lesson right now and something that we know is going to be valuable because we ask ourselves, would I actually sit and watch this video myself? And if the answer is, no, I would not sit and watch this video myself, we don't want to make content. So... Well,
that's true. Yeah.
I don't want to make content that I wouldn't want to, that I wouldn't, I can't see me or you like sitting
there. And everything is a lesson. That's the thing is what's going on in your life. If you train yourself to watch for those lessons, you can create some amazing content and it's always going to be unique because it's related just to what's going on in your life. Nobody else has those same experiences.
Is this where the shoes finally come in?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So I've got several pairs of shoes, like,
wow, you're really tying this together.
Women, several
spaghetti
pairs.
Brain magic.
A while back, I got some. Hang on. I'm just going to demonstrate this for the camera. Really flexible-soled running shoes, right? These things are like, they look like they're toe shoes. They're very bendy. I've been wearing them for a while, and I've kind of adjusted to that type of shoe, right? So earlier this week, I was half asleep and kind of feeling lazy one morning. So I grabbed the other shoes. And because I couldn't remember where I put my running shoes, but the other shoes have super hard soles. And you're probably wondering where I'm going.
I have
with
no
this.
Idea where this is. Where are you going with this one?
Well, within the first quarter mile of my run, I tripped about 10 times, nearly fell over once, twisted my ankle. Like it was just, it was
bad. Were you running with
bad.
Nikki?
Yes. Oh, yes. Okay. Nikki right. and I were, but it wasn't her fault. I mean, for a to change. Be honest. Yeah, that
She's
wasn't
a professional
her fault.
Human tripper.
Okay. So, you know, I was running and it wasn't going well.
Babe, what does that have to do with business? I don't get it.
I'm getting there. I'm getting there. It very much has a business lesson, more than one, actually. The first thing is core beliefs can really be wrong, right? There's a lot of things that we think about ourselves that we assume are true that really they're not. And you know, I had the core belief for, you know, most of my life until I was in my 30s, that I was just a klutz, that I was bad at anything athletic, that I was, you know, going to trip and fall constantly. And if I looked at the first quarter mile of that run, well, it kind of reinforced that idea of I'm not athletic. I am tripping over everything under the sun. But that's not actually true. It turns out when I switch shoes and wear the flexible.
All right, I would like to admit the wrongness of my assumption that you could not tie this all together. That's right. That was a pun naturally for me.
No, when I switch shoes and I wear the flexible soles because I can feel what's under my feet, my body control is entirely different. I don't trip on things. I don't fall over. I don't twist my ankles, right? And it's literally just a matter of which shoes I was wearing. Mm-hmm. And to figure that out, I had to just be willing to go, let me try something else. And so that's the first thing, is core beliefs could be wrong. I could use those shoes to illustrate that lesson. The second lesson I could illustrate with that is your gear matters. In running, it's shoes, right? Shoes matter. In business, it's your tools, your coach, your support system. Those things matter. Sometimes what we see as a problem in us or a problem with not getting our result isn't really us, it's the gear we're using, it's the shoes. So if you feel like you're failing right now, you're tripping over yourself or constantly crashing to the ground, it might be because you need a different pair of shoes, a different type of support, a different tool, a different something there, right?
Yeah, so you really did tie that together.
Yes, I did. Thank you. I tied that together. And you know, if you're tripping over your shoelaces, maybe you need the Velcro shoes. Like, there's so many different directions we could go with that. And that's just an example of taking something that happened in everyday life and turning it into a story that illustrates a point, right? You could take that same story a whole bunch of different directions. Don't be lazy just because you're half asleep and change what you know works. For example, had I grabbed the right shoes, that wouldn't have happened, right? Right. There's always things like that going on in life.
All right. That's great. So that's an example of watching. What you mean by watch is like use examples from your own life. Yep.
Watch what's going around around you.
Excellent job of
tying that together. Thank you.
All right, so strategy number three. Number one was listen.
Yes.
Number two was watch.
Yes.
Number three is ask. Okay. This is the bottom line of the bottom line's bottom line. Okay. Ask. When's the last thing or last time that you came out and just asked your community directly, okay, your audience, what their biggest questions or problems or frustrations, etc., are, and their biggest challenges? I mean, like, what do you want to learn about? When is the last time that was actually asked by you? That's an important distinction. And I see Michelle do it all the time, and I didn't really start doing it until I watched you do it, right? Okay, what would you actually like me to share, right?
It's such a simple thing to stop and just say, you know, I'm creating content for you. What do you actually want? And we forget to do it because we just don't think about it. You feel like you've got to come up with the ideas. You don't. You will get great ideas if you just ask people. Right. So when you create content from the perspective of what are people asking already? What are those questions that you're answering that you already know people want answers to?
Right.
I mean, that's an easy way.
And when you look basically to everyday situations and tell stories, okay, what's going to happen is you're going to connect with your audience in a way, especially that's compared to the way most people go about it, which is very formulaic and very much a copy of a copy of a copy. That's what I see a lot of. Yours will be direct from the heart, right? And that's going to make it memorable, okay? And what's naturally going to happen is they're going to look for more content from you.
Absolutely, because those are the stories that you mentioned in the beginning are what people connect with.
Yeah, because a lot of people make that mistake. The human brain is not a calculator. No. It is not a memory device. No. It does those things real quick. It's kind of like, you know, certain devices have like secondary and tertiary functions that they do. But I mean, like, you could use a spoon to like make music, but that's not what it's for. It's for eating liquidy type stuff, right? Same thing.
There are some interesting content ideas just in that idea.
Right. But honestly, the prime use of the human brain is to remember and then recommunicate stories.
Yep.
To remember them for ourselves and then recommunicate them to ourselves as lessons. And then also to recommunicate them to other people. That's the prime actual function of the human brain.
Yes. And when we tie that into the content we're creating, it
makes
it
memorable.
Did you just
say tie again?
I did.
One second. I gotta give you some.
All right. And with that, thank you for tuning in. This is, that's it for this episode.
Right. And if you're watching us over on YouTube right now, okay, make sure you thumbs up us, comment and subscribe and be sure you click that little bell icon so that you get alerts from when we're going to go live. We have a pretty good YouTube following starting. If you're watching us over on our Facebook page, hit like, show us the love. Okay. One way or another. But only PG love, nothing more adult than that. I don't know. It just popped into my head and I said it, Michelle. I don't want any, you know, like any pictures that are inappropriate.
Oh, right. Yes. If you are watching on Facebook, you know, click like, leave us a comment and share this video with your friends and anybody who may need ideas on how to come up with some content.
What if they're on a podcast? What are they supposed to do there?
Well, they should rate, review, and subscribe.
Rate, review, subscribe.
And we will be back for another episode again soon. Thanks for tuning in.
Absolutely.